Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max, the podcast. Check the guys out live weekday mornings from 6 to 10 Eastern on ESPN Radio.
Good Thursday morning to you and yours. It's Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max on ESPN Radio, the ESPN app, SiriusXM Channel 80. As well as ESPN, too. Got my man Jay Will over there. Keyshawn's going to join us in a minute. I'm Freddie Coleman in for Max Kellerman. As a matter of fact, when it comes to Keyshawn, in about 3 minutes, give or take a lie or two, we're going to use the word drop involving the two compadres of this morning show and what happened yesterday down on the campus of Duke down in North Carolina, because Jay Will's down in North Carolina, part of the spring tour. He's at the studios in ESPN 99.9, The Fan, in Raleigh, North Carolina. We'll do that in about 3 minutes, and believe me, we'll have video evidence to back that up. But a lot of video evidence, Jay, what we saw last night. And for my money, I never want to say that a series is over just because the team won game five. But boy, oh boy, the body language was not good from the Miami Heat. When you miss 38 three-point shots and they were just trying to hunt for shots and nothing was working, and then when Boston finally got out of their own way, it just seemed that this is all the makings of Boston getting to the NBA Finals and Miami not being able to do anything about it in game six on Friday.
Well, look, I think you're starting to see, Freddie, the cumulative effect of Boston's defense and the toll that takes. I mean, look, both teams are broken down, right? Marcus Smart was playing injured. Obviously, got Robert Williams injured. Then on the opposite side for Miami, Tyler Hero, which is interesting. Stephen A. Smith made an interesting point last night about some players want to play, but the organization holds them back from playing. So we like to question the toughness and the mentality of players, but a lot of times organizations understand that this is the future of their industry, the future of their team, so they don't want to jeopardize that. I don't know who that pertains to, but my thing is I'm going to look at it from a player perspective, right? And I'm not questioning the authenticity of any player who's injured. But there have been a lot of times in my career in college and my first year in the pros where, like, you play injured. You play injured when it matters. So a lot of guys, Tyler didn't play. Obviously, Kyle Lowry, who's out there. And Jimmy Butler, who is still hobbled up. I mean, 18 shots for 13 points. I think you're starting to see his legs wear down. Bam Adebayo was attacking, but that wasn't until later. And look, 10 turnovers in the first half for the Boston Celtics. They had that issue in the first couple of games of the series. They addressed that later on, but it came back to bite them in the first half. It was a ball game. Derek White, Al Horford kept them in the game individually. And then when Jason Tatum and Jaylen Brown, a duo that a lot of people tried to break up in January and have been on a mission, Freddie, to break up since they've been together, right? Like, it's always been questions around which one would you take and can they coexist and which one is the alpha. And I'm sitting there saying just appreciate both.
Sure.
Both are incredible. Jaylen Brown, who's been a two-way player in this game for a long time. Jason Tatum, who has now become a two-way player where he's locking down. And look at the people that they've gone through. Kevin Durant, Kyrie, Giannis, right, who's one of the most dominant players we have in the history of basketball. And now this with the Miami Heat, I think you're seeing the better team pull away, now having a chance to close it out at home for game six.
This really exacerbates something that you mentioned, because you talked about early in the show, Jay Will, about duos and what Jaylen Brown and Jason Tatum and people trying to separate those two, people trying to separate Kyrie Irving and Kevin Durant. If you're the Miami Heat, you need a duo. It can't just be Jimmy Butler and the Jimmyettes. That can't happen in the Eastern Conference, because Milwaukee has a duo when they're healthy, Giannis and Chris Middleton. Atlanta has a duo when it comes to Trae Young, and you can say John Collins or Trae Young and somebody else. At least there's a duo there. You look at Miami, and as tough and as physical, mentally tough that they are, more than ever before, you need two. You can't just have one and hope. The days of a Dirk Nowitzki situation, when he won a championship to the Dallas Mavericks, that only happened one time. If that doesn't really crystallize what Miami may have to do in free agency, Jay Will, last night, and whether they win this series or not, and I don't think they're going to win it. I think this series will by game six on Friday, you got to find somebody else where it's not just Jimmy and the Jimmyettes. It's got to be Jimmy Butler and somebody else. And you made this point before we got started. Very interesting. Joel Embiid put out on Twitter about, hey, you guys need somebody else. You know, he was being funny, but maybe he was not being funny, because this is not funny in Miami. You need somebody else to go with Jimmy Butler.
Well, regardless of whether he was being funny or not, now you hear Joel Embiid's name mentioned around the Miami Heat need another star. And it just starts to chirping, Freddie. And I said it here on the show, and I'm not saying it's going to happen because I don't see Joel Embiid leaving Philly, right?
Right.
But it does. I like when players apply pressure. We as the public, we apply pressure to players all the time. You got to win, and championships matter, and how you do it matters. Are you leaving, going somewhere else, or are people coming to you, right? And like we glorify when people go, like Giannis, right, staying in Milwaukee. Mm-hmm. Oh, you got a championship on your own. You did it with that team. And we vilify other guys who leave other places, but what we don't do is we don't hold franchises, front offices accountable to the same degree that we do the players. So this is a player saying, hey, Miami needs another star. And it starts the conversation around, hey, Philadelphia, what are we doing? Is James Harden really that answer?
Nope, not
to me. Are we
going
to pay him max dollars, Daryl Morey?
I wouldn't.
Are you going to go after and get a guy like a Bradley Beal to be the piece that we know we truly need in addition to James Harden? So it applies pressure. We led into this segment with J. Cole. That is a J. Cole song name, right? And I like when players do that. So, look, the whole narrative is old for me now, and I admit publicly that I became a person that fell into it about Jimmy Butler being the best player on a world championship team. I do believe that Jimmy Butler's mentality is a best player mentality that could lead the Miami Heat to a world championship. But you can't have Tyler Hero go MIA when it comes time for playoff basketball. You need your star to be a star. You can't have Bam Adebayo, who was more aggressive last night, but in game four, take five shots. You need him to be that guy who's aggressive all the time. So I think Bam is a great piece, but I still think there needs to be an additional piece that can create his own shot that could be dynamic.
Yep.
Because it feels like at times their offense becomes stalled. Yep. And that's what you worry about with this team. So there's some questions for them to address. And I'm not going to act like the series is over. They still have a legit shot to win in Boston. But I do believe that Boston will be the favorite to win it and get to the NBA Finals.
J. Will, Freddie Coleman, and for Max Kellerman here on Keyshawn, J. Will and Max on ESPN Radio, the ESPN app, and ESPN2. I'm going to stay right there in terms of not so much the series being over. I still think Boston closes out in six. I do trust that Miami's going to play a lot better, but I'm also going to trust that Boston's not going to have those mindless turnovers that we've seen from this basketball team so far, especially early on, because last time thinking, what are y'all doing trying to dribble between two, three, or four people? Then when they got their act together, we saw that talent take center stage, because to your point, they had guys that could create their own shot. Jalen can do it. Jason can do it. Marcus can do it. Even Al Horford can do it. We saw one play where he got a rebound, J. Will, one on three, and he said, I got the
pushed
advantage.
Pushed it. I got it.
I score. And one. Count the basket. He's high-fiving his teammates and everything like that and completes the three-point play. You didn't see that from Miami last night, because Jimmy Butler can create his own shot, but he's compromised. The only other guy that could do that was Victor Oladipo, and that's a problem if you're Miami. Bam Adebayo, much as I like him, J. Will, he can't be your second-best player. He's got to be your third-best guy where he can step up and do those kind of things. When you need another deuce to go at your number one and you don't have that right now, then you run to what happened last night with a jacking up threes, because that was the only shot that was available and they didn't have guys that can make those kind of shots.
Freddie, so to add on to that, one of the things that I would say as it relates to the Miami Heat too, like think about this, man. They signed Duncan Robinson to a pretty massive deal.
Yep.
Right? A massive deal. And one of the things that I think we've learned throughout the playoffs is that Eric Spoelstra didn't feel comfortable with him being on the court a lot because of how he was being targeted on the defensive end. So that takes away a lot of your shooting. So now you got Kyle Lowry, who's playing injured. And, you know, look, so you got Jimmy Butler, who it feels like he's getting worn down, even though he's a very special talent and has been on an incredible run. I do feel like they caught lightning in a bottle in the bubble, but still, takes nothing away from them. They got to an NBA Finals. But when Max Strus and Kyle Lowry are 0-15, you're not going to win a game, right? And you talk about their last two games, Freddie, they're 1-28 from the field.
Is that bad?
1-28 from the field in game four and game five. Now, we talk about, to keep it simplistic, you need dudes to win. Kyle Lowry is one of those championship dudes. You can't have performances like that, even though he's hindered with an injury, and expect to win ball games when it's all said and done. You can't.
Yeah. I hope you're not going to go through the same thing next week when you take on Barton Hahn, part of the basketball broadcaster showdown, because I know you're the dude. But you need your boy Keyshawn to be not Kyle Lowry. Not Bam Adebayo.
Leave my teammate alone, yeah, Freddie.
I'm just putting it out there because we have the video evidence. You guys down on the Duke campus at Cameron Indoor Stadium getting ready to take on Bart Scott and Allen Hahn next Wednesday, part of the basketball broadcaster charity event, the 2-on-2 challenge on June 1st. And you were helping Keyshawn, showing him some moves. But then I see this where Keyshawn gets laid out by you on the shake, the little jab, Carmelo Anthony step. I just want to make sure you're not going to go through what Jimmy Butler has gone through so far in the last couple of games for the Miami Heat.
I'm just saying, Freddie, when we come back from break, I'm going to break down to you about how that will not happen. How about that?
I feel you. I understand it. I'm hoping the best. I don't want this duo being broken up.
If you think Bart and Han move like me, I don't want to talk to you anymore. That's key guarding me. That is not going to be the way Bart and Allen move on the court.
I just want to make sure.
He did look tired, though, very quickly.
Yeah. We got the video and the intel. Very quickly. I just want to make sure that's not going to work against you when that happens next week when it comes to Bart and Han taking on Keyshawn and Jay Will. Keep weighing in. Getting a lot of great stuff on Twitter. Key J and Max and at Real Jay Williams and at Coleman ESPN. The best NBA duo that broke up way too early. Hit us up with your calls as well at 888-729-3776. Also, don't forget, the NBA and ESPN Radio, the playoffs on ESPN Radio. Game 5 tonight at Western Conference Finals. The Golden State Warriors hosting the Dallas Mavericks, leading that series 3-1, presented by Indeed. Coverage begins at 8:30 Eastern time on most ESPN Radio stations. Why hasn't the Brittany Griner situation been talked about more? We'll get to that after Jay has this from FanDuel.
This is for you, my boy Yates. FanDuel Sportsbook NBA same game parlays give you the chance to turn a little bet into a big payday. So choose any NBA game and combine multiple bets into one wager for bigger wins. Plus, if you're a new customer, you can bet $5 and get $150 in site credit instantly. That's guaranteed. Download the FanDuel Sportsbook app now and sign up using promo code PLAY, P-L-A-Y, to bet the NBA today. That's promo code PLAY exclusively on FanDuel Sportsbook, an official sports betting partner of the NBA.
This show is sponsored by BetterHelp. We all carry around different stressors. I do, you do, we all do, big, small. And when we keep them bottled up, as I sometimes have had happen in the past, it can start to affect us negatively. Therapy is a safe space to get things off your chest and to figure out how to work through whatever's weighing you down. It's helpful for learning positive coping skills and how to set boundaries. It empowers you to be the best version of yourself. It isn't just for those who've experienced major trauma. If you're thinking of starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. It's entirely online, designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. Just fill out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a licensed therapist and switch therapists anytime for no additional charge. Get it off your chest with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/unsportsmanlike today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/unsportsmanlike.
Passion, drive, and patience. The formula for winning championships is also what keeps your ride or die alive. eBay Motors has everything you need to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. Superchargers, roof racks, exhaust kits, LED headlights, and more. Whether you're into speed, power, or style, eBay Motors has you covered. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you'll always find exactly what you're looking for. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Because with eBay Motors, you're burning rubber, not cash. With all the parts you need at the prices you want, it's easy to make your car the MVP and bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
Politics and sports always make strange bedfellows. And that really is the case when it involves Brittany Griner being detained in Russia. It is Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max on ESPN Radio, the ESPN app, SiriusXM Channel 80, and ESPN2, along with J. Will and Freddie coming in for Max Kellerman. Our man Keyshawn Johnson is going to join us in a little bit. And it seems that the more and more we start to hear more about this situation, Brittany Griner being detained in Russia, she has played over there, J. Will, for years, playing basketball overseas. And now it's really starting to get more and more steam. And the first question that came to my mind was, why was this not talked about to this level, to this effect before? Because we're talking about somebody having their rights being violated, being detained in a country, and she's not allowed to come back. And nobody has any idea when that's going to end, involving politics and sports coming together in the form of Brittany Griner being detained in Russia.
Freddie, I've been waiting a long time to talk about this. And I would really like everybody to pay attention and listen to what I'm about to say, because it comes from the heart in an incredible place. The last couple of days, we've been going through a lot of difficult things. Mm-hmm. Pertains to shootings. A kid yesterday was arrested outside a high school in Dallas holding an AK-47. There's been a lot going on, even politically. Joe Biden, President Joe Biden, bring Brittany Griner home. Bring her home. It's that easy for me. Now, I know it's complicated. Mm-hmm. I know it's easier to say than the act of how to get it done, Freddie. But when you think about the media attention that an NBA player would garner compared to what's happened with Brittany Griner, it would be exponentially different. Can you imagine if this were a LeBron James, mm-hmm, or a Stephen Curry, or I'll give you a guy, a Max Strus? Mm-hmm. It would be different. It would be covered everywhere all day. Now, I got advised from the WNBA and her agent, Lindsay Kagawa-Colas, that I've known for a very long time, over 15 years, that at first, due to the classification, that we weren't supposed to talk about it as much because she was being used as a political pawn. Which brings me to another conversation, that athletes should be left alone. There should be a sanctity of sport. They should not be able to be used as political pawns. I don't hold everybody in Russia accountable for what's happened. Like, they're average human beings, normal people. Mm-hmm. Now, Putin is a different story, and I'm not even getting into politics.
Right.
But the fact that you have Russian athletes that aren't allowed to compete in Wimbledon, I mean, it's not their fault what's going on. I don't see them advocating for it, but I get the complexity of war and how this operates. But the fact that she's being used as a political pawn, and the fact that their team has put in multiple requests to get the time from the President of the United States, and they have not received any word back, is beyond me. It's beyond me with this administration. Now, look, this is not being political. This is a bipartisan issue, in my opinion, mm-hmm, that is trying to be navigated in real time.
Right.
Once again, I say that, Freddie, understanding that it is complex. It is not easy.
Because politics are complex.
Exactly. But give them time. Give them your time to abide. And I know you got a lot of things in your plate. I've seen you other places. Talk to them. Help them understand the nuances and the complexities of it. And for me to see that interview, we're going to have Angela Rye on our show later on today. But to see Sherelle, who is the girlfriend of Brittany Griner, have to deal with this in conjunction with everything else that's going on, it just feels like you're getting multiple hits to the body, Freddie. Multiple hits. And I want to see Brittany Griner be brought home. Bring her home, Joe Biden. Bring her home.
Well, to me, it's not just a President Biden problem. It is a United States diplomacy problem, because I wonder if Brittany Griner's name was Sue Bird or somebody else, how much traction this would have gotten even more. Because Brittany Griner is, in my opinion, is paying the price for being detained because she's not heterosexual and she's not white. And I hate to put it in those kind of terms, but that's what it comes down to. If Brittany Griner, in my opinion, was a different color and a heterosexual, then this would have gotten a lot further. It would have been talked about a little bit more. She's paying that kind of price because, oh, she's just Brittany Griner. She plays in WNBA. Nobody really cares, because that's what it feels like. And you mentioned her wife, Sherelle Griner, when she was talking to Angela Rye, part of a sit-down that Good Morning America ran yesterday. This is how she found out about her wife, Brittany Griner, being detained in Russia.
Runner goes from first, line drive. It's a basic.
We're going to get to that cut
in a
second.
Yeah, we had the wrong sign.
Yeah. Either way, can you imagine if your spouse is being detained in a foreign country and you don't know what happened and any information you're trying to get, it seems that you're getting stonewalled each and every time. I wonder how much of the fact that Brittany Griner, because of who she is paying that price. And I'm not going to say that she's 100% right in terms of being detained, because based on what she was detained for was having an illegal substance. Mm-hmm. More than ever before, when you travel overseas as an American citizen, you can't be foul when it comes to having something in your baggage or having something on your person. That being said, she should not have been detained this long, been held in Russia since February 17th. Here we are on May 26th, and we don't have any kind of resolution, Jay Will, on when and if this is going to end when it comes to her detainment in Russia. And I fully believe it's because of the fact that she is a lesbian woman, a lesbian black woman, and that a lot of people don't care.
Well, or even have details on what the hearings are, or if there have been hearings about it, Freddie. This thing is so mucky. And look, from a guy that played a very, very short stint in the outskirts of Shanghai over in China, right, which is another sensitive issue for our country. Mm-hmm. I was told a multitude of times about if I were caught with anything over there, or if I outstepped my own boundaries, how, to a sense, I would be so vulnerable because of all the diplomatic issues between countries, right? So it's something that you understand. It still doesn't make this right. And my thing is, look, there's a call to action. I would be a huge proponent and advocate for anybody listening to this to learn more about it and go to wearebg.org. You can find information once again on wearebg.org about, you know, where you can provide funding for to help. Information's articles. There's some great stuff written on there by TJ Quinn, who works at ESPN, who has worked for the State Department before, that gives you insight on how all these nuances are actually being handled in real time. And look, information is power, but the more that we can talk about this, and I will be talking about this more and more on all of my platforms, because we need to find resolutions. And the one thing I saw yesterday that I think is interesting, regardless of whatever political side of the aisle that you're on, Freddie, yeah, is watching Governor Greg Abbott, be addressed by Beto. Regardless, once again, whatever side of the aisle you're on, like, we need to have real conversations. Mm-hmm. And I do not like anymore where people get up there and they justify, you know, another state's action by what's happening here, and it sets up terms for justification. I'm like, I don't need things to be justified. I want to find solutions, and that's what we do in sport. Right? In sport, when you mess up, you're forced in real time, when you're held accountable, to address the tape. And you see it on the tape. And you say, look, you did not play defense. You did not give effort. This is what we need to see happen. And if it doesn't happen, there are going to be major consequences. But the coaches hold you accountable. We need to hold our government accountable for certain things. And that comes with us voicing our concerns and having relentless pressure with how we voice our concerns. So, Freddie, I hear everything that you're saying, and we are in alignment. Once again, wearebg.org is where you can find all the information.
Darryl in North Carolina, 888-SAY-ESPN, 888-729-3776. Darryl, what you got to say?
Do we have a caller?
We'll try to get Darryl in North Carolina a little bit later on. But in terms of trying to find a resolution, that's when things get convoluted, Jay Wood. Okay, we're going to go Darryl in North Carolina. Darryl, go ahead. I'm sorry.
She broke a law in a foreign country.
Understood, Darryl.
How long has Donna Taurasi been playing in Russia? How long has she been playing in Russia? She didn't get arrested. You think Putin even knows who Brittany Griner is? We're going to kidnap an American superstar. Darryl, who can Darryl, we kidnap? Brittany Darryl, Griner?
Darryl,
a woman that doesn't believe?
Darryl, I appreciate you calling in, but I do not have the energy or effort to debate you about a human life on live national TV right now about that. I'm not doing that, man.
Well, I'll say
and
this.
I understand that she made She made a wrong decision.
Yeah,
I am somebody that's made, hold on, Freddie.
Yeah.
I'm somebody that's made a wrong decision in my life, right? But she should be given the opportunity to be heard and not be detained since January. January, man. With nobody having any understanding of where the hell things are or what is going on. So please do not waste your breath calling into this show trying to justify that. Do not.
Yeah. I'll say,
and I am not even that person. I am not this demonstrative on things. Freddie, you know me. I am low-key. I am easy. I spent yesterday talking to real people, spending time out here connecting because that's what life is about. Do not devalue a human life like that. Mm. Do not do that.
Yeah, I'll say this, and we've never shied away from the fact that she was detained for having something illegal when it comes to the substance in her baggage. But it's easy to say that when it's not your child. It's easy for you to say that she broke a law, deal with it, because if that was Daryl's daughter, I wonder if he would have been as demonstrative calling into the show to say, she broke a law, deal with it. It's easy to say that when it's not somebody connected to you.
And, Freddie, that's allegedly. I don't know if laws are actually broken. Come on, and let's not act like politics isn't dirty and mucky and in the trenches here. Like, and let's not act like people aren't some of the smartest people in the world with how they maneuver from a strategy position. So I'm not going to let narratives like – I'm not going to let stuff like that fly.
Yeah, I hear you. J. Will, Freddie coming in for Max Kellerman on Keyshawn, J. Will and Max on ESPN Radio, the ESPN app, SiriusXM Channel 80, as well as ESPN2. We'll see when that resolution gets resolved. As a matter of fact, Angela Rye, who had to sit down with Brittany Griner, she's going to come by here in about 2 hours at 9:30 Eastern time to talk about exactly what she has heard and what maybe could be a potential resolution or not. She's going to join us on Keyshawn, J. Will and Max at 9:30. And fill in the blank here on Keyshawn, J. Will and Max on ESPN Radio and ESPN2, brought to you by Barbasol for nearly 30 years. Every thrilling Jurassic moment has led to this. Barbasol Limited Edition Jurassic World Collector's Cans. Capturing all before they're gone. Let's bring in our man, Alan Yates, to help us fill in the blank.
All right, man. We're talking about the KD guys, Kyrie and all that. So with that in mind, KD and Kyrie will play blank more years together.
Woo! I'm going to go with three here in this one, Yates. First off, shout out to you for hosting. I see you talking hoops live. I can't see Kyrie departing this offseason. Mm-hmm. These two are so invested in each other, Freddie. Right? Basketball, I said it before, I think they are the most skilled duo that the game of basketball has ever seen offensively. And their relationship is something that's so different. I see them being committed. Mm-hmm. I don't see them going anywhere away from each other.
Kyrie's going to sign that max contract, so that's what, 4 years, J. Will, $185 million?
Yep.
That's how long they're going to be together, because they're going to see this until the end of that contract, and then at the end of it, maybe Kyrie decides to do something else, maybe Kevin Durant decides to do something else. But when you two wanted to join forces together, you're not just going to turn tail and go away unless the situation gets to the point that it's so completely destroyed that you want to be a part of it. So when he signs that four-year max deal for $185 million, that's how much longer those two are going to be together with the Brooklyn Nets.
All right, Jay, this one's for you because this is your guy. Zach LaVine will play for blank next season.
I mean, who do I want him to play for, Yates? I want him to stay in Chicago. Please stay in Chicago. Chicago, Arturos, we need to value Zach LaVine. Now, the question is, does Zach LaVine want to stay in Chicago? Mm-hmm. I mentioned the Lakers before. I'm going to throw this out there, though. Zach LaVine, Luka Doncic next year in Dallas.
Okay.
I think it may happen.
I got a better one. Zach LaVine, this is all the makings, him going to Miami.
Ooh.
All the makings. You got a young guy. I know he has trouble with knees and staying healthy, but a guy who can do something that Miami does not have right now other than Jimmy Butler, and that is create his own shot from the wing position. If you can't do that from the point guard position, the NBA and the golden age of point guards, you better be able to do it from the wing position. And that's what Zach LaVine can do. You have both of those guys on the wings. It makes things a lot easier for Miami offensively and also for Jimmy Butler. That has all the makings with Zach LaVine playing with the Miami Heat next season.
All right, Freddie, I'm just saying, him and Luka, wow, that's scary.
Weird that y'all didn't put him in Philly, but fine. The
hey, Philly's got enough problems. Hold on a second. Stop bringing up Philly. They got worried about getting James Harden from being the chunky monkey and getting back in shape. Let him worry about that situation when you start putting other players there.
Listen, man, Embiid's fine. Anyway, the favorite to win the NBA chip right now is blank.
I mean, I would have to say, like, the favorite to win it is the Golden State Warriors, because I see Boston. I think Boston, fully healthy, would have the best shot to beat Golden State. But Boston is still hobbled up right now. Marcus Smart was out there last night, played decent. You still need another level from him. Same with Robert Williams. Even though I love their wings, I love the way they defend, I love Jason Tatum and Jaylen Brown, but I would probably say it's hard to discount Stephen Curry, a guy that's won 3 world championships already with the championship experience of the Steve Kerr team.
What Jay said, let's move on.
Okay. Well, is that like,
first time we heard that on this show, Freddie?
The best player in the NBA playoffs right now is blank.
Ooh. Steph Curry. I'm not gonna.
Jimmy, wait, never mind. Go ahead. You got
no,
it.
Yeah, exactly. No, like I said before, like I've been saying, mm-hmm. some people wanted to argue with me that Jimmy Butler was. I said mm-hmm. Jimmy Butler may have been playing the best leading up to this point, but the best player in the playoffs left is Stephen Curry, a guy that I'm trying to tell people when it's all said and done, he will finish top 10 of all time. And if he gets his 4th NBA championship, mm-hmm. even if he doesn't get a finals MVP, as much as people love Max Kellerman, to focus on the finals MVP, we will be starting to have that type of conversation.
There's no doubt it's him when it comes to Steph Curry. I mean, even the other night, he scored 20 points, and he had Dallas frightened to death. And that's no disrespect to Jason Tatum, Jaylen Brown, Luka Doncic, but he is still that dude. And
Freddie,
when
he's shooting,
that dude, he does his thing. So,
he's shooting a higher two-point percentage than Karl Malone and Hakeem Olajuwon.
Yeah, he's made the adjustment that he's not just going to be a three-point guy. You give him the lane, he's making a count. There's no doubt it's Steph Curry.
All right, moving on. Colin Kaepernick's return to the NFL is what?
It's needed. I mean, there was a great stat on this morning comparing – it was a mystery quarterback – and it talked about the QBR for Colin Kaepernick. It talked about, you know, his touchdown to interception ratio. It talked about yards per attempt. And his numbers were better than the mystery quarterback. And that mystery quarterback was Derek Carr of the team that he's getting the workout for. So Colin Kaepernick as a backup, I think it's a genius move by Josh McDaniels if he's able to do it.
Colin Kaepernick returning to the NFL is I'll believe it when I see it. Seriously. Mm. I'll give the Las Vegas Raiders a lot of credit because even their owner talked about that. If he had a chance to do this, he would. The fact that he's getting a tryout is a victory for a man that has not been on an NFL field since 2017. But that's how I feel in that blank Jay Will and Alan Yates. His return to the NFL is I'll believe it when I see it.
But come on, Fred, you can't tell me that this guy isn't better than 99% or 95% of all the backup QBs out there.
Jay Will, I've been saying that for the longest time, that he's one of the top 30 quarterbacks, 35 quarterbacks in the NFL. I've been saying that for years. But yet, that's fallen on deaf ears because guys like Nathan Peterman keep getting jobs. And not for nothing, Colin Kaepernick can throw the ball backwards better than Nathan Peterman can throw it forwards. There are plenty of guys that can't throw the football or have the athletic ability that he can.
Agreed.
We know what this is. So I'll believe it when I see it about Colin Kaepernick returning to the National Football League. We're going to talk to an NBA defender in terms of how would he defend a guy like Steph Curry and Jason Tatum. Well, he'll join us after Jay has this from O'Reilly.
O'Reilly, is your check engine light on, Freddie? Is it? Have
Never.
You checked it lately?
No, I'm the son of a mechanic. If that happens, I can't go home to Freddie Coleman's house ever again.
Good. Don't ignore it. Stop by O'Reilly Auto Parts today and let the professional parts people scan your vehicle for free. They will retrieve the codes, discuss possible solutions, and even help you find a professional technician if needed. They can even help you find a service center online. Just visit O'ReillyAuto.com and click on Find a Repair Shop. When you see a check engine light on, get the answers you need from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
We all know breakfast is an important part of your day, but sometimes when you're traveling for business, you end up staying at a hotel that doesn't offer any. You know what happens? You grab a cup of coffee and skip the meal entirely. We've all been there. But if you book a room at La Quinta by Wyndham, you can enjoy their free Bright Side breakfast featuring delicious baked goods, fruit, eggs, yogurt, and waffles. And really, who doesn't want to start their day with a fresh hot waffle? Tonight, La Quinta, tomorrow you shine. Book direct at LQ.com.
Hi, it's Mike Greenberg letting you know ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sportsbook of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me, plus many more. From the playoff intensity to finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today. New users get a bet reset up to $1,000 in bonus bets if your first bet doesn't win. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
It is Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max on ESPN Radio, the ESPN app, Sirius XM Channel 80, as well as ESPN 2. J. Will over there, Freddie coming in for Max Kellerman over here. Keyshawn is going to stop by his own show. Believe me, he got detained a little bit trying to make his way back to Los Angeles, but he's going to join us in about 15 minutes to go with the rest of the show. Always good to talk NBA basketball. The man who's a three-time all-defensive player in the NBA now does a great job at the Minnesota Timberwolves. He is Patrick Beverly. Hit him on Twitter at PatBev21. Patrick, I'll start with last night's game between Boston and Miami. Boston wins game five. They have a 3-2 series lead. How much was it about the Celtics' defense or the Heat's poor offense, in your opinion?
It's a tough one right there. But you have to give Boston a lot of credit, man. They've adjusted to the game plan. I mean, they've adjusted through, you know, guys being in and out the lineup. I wouldn't say the whole word battle-tested, but battle-test, you know.
Right.
You know, Kyle Lowry didn't play well. They put him in a lot of action, forced him to guard. You know, they've been attacking the others on the Heat, guys who can't guard, and has been, like, crippling the defense a little bit. So, man, you got to give Boston a lot of credit, man. They came out focused, came out locked in, and they got a chance to end this thing back in Boston, man.
P-Bev, I'm going to ask you this, and it probably will be controversial, but I feel like you and I live in the controversial trenches of life anyway.
Okay. Here we go.
So it's natural for you and I. You know that old saying, and you and I are both hoopers, man. Well, you know, if guy's hurt, he's hurt. And I'm like, oh, I've been hurt. Played through a lot of stuff. Like, when you see Tyler Hero not playing the last two games, like, do you give anything to that? Like, I'm not questioning the authenticity of somebody being injured, but, like, I'm watching Kyle Lowry injured. I'm watching other guys out there who've been injured. Like, what is that? What do you say to that?
I mean, if he was to play, could he have done more? That's my question. I don't even think it's more of a Tyler Hero thing. I just think that Boston, you know, is opposing their will on his team. Mm-hmm. Like, who's ever hurt, who's ever injured, however it go, you're going to have to move. You have to play some defense. We're going to attack you. And they've been doing that, man, consistently. I don't know, since game two or whatever that switch was, they found out that these guys cannot guard us. You know, maybe it's the game Marcus Smart came back. I don't know what game it was, but it's something that's going on in their head that they're just attacking the Heat. Every chance they get, and they're attacking everyone. So I don't even think, man, these injuries – Tyler Hero, I don't even think he could have did anything if he played, man. I ain't gonna lie.
I'm with you.
Yeah.
So Max Strus and Kyle Lowry combined for 1 of 28 the last two games.
Yeah.
1 of 28. Why?
What, rhythm, consistency, Boston. You know, like we mentioned before, man, you getting attacked and you got to come back and you got to play make and you got to make plays for others, and you got to score the ball, man. That's hard. You know, Cal's been out with injury, you know, throughout the whole playoffs. So just jump in, you know, these games and, you know, and try to win against a tested Boston, guys who's been in rhythm, guys who've been playing. That's, you know, to beat hurt and just jump right in the Eastern Conference Finals. I mean, Eastern Conference Finals, man, that's tough. So, and you got, like I said, I didn't see this coming, man. I did not see this coming.
Right. Great. So, Patrick Beverly of the Minnesota Timberwolves, hit him on Twitter, PatBev21, joining Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max on ESPN Radio. Real quick, that jacket is fire, by the way. What does the lettering say?
I don't even know. I seen it. I liked it. Yeah. Bought it.
Okay. I wanted to know. I'm looking at that. I said, man, now, I was paying attention, Pat Bev, what you were saying, but my eyes kept going to that jacket. I said, man, that jacket's live.
Hey, I got a question tight for y'all, though. Like, if y'all on Boston and y'all see the starting lineup of Strauss and Lowry, are you guys like, are you afraid?
No.
I wasn't afraid, like, you know, but I thought they was going to impose their will on the Forest, culture and all that. But, you know, when Jimmy went down with the knee thing, they see blood. They really see blood
exactly.
out there.
Yeah. Pat, you know our brain waves are similar in how we think about some things. And one of the things I said on our show was like, yo, I have all the respect in the world for Gabe Vincent and Max Strus, right? I get it. Like, undrafted guys, they're playing at a high level. But when you get to a certain level in the playoffs, like if you're Jason Tatum or if you're Jaylen Brown, if you're Marcus Smart, there has to be a switch where you look at these guys and be like, yo, you don't belong on the court with me. You know what? You don't belong playing against me. I know you're here, but I am that dude right now. And I feel like that switch has kind of happened in real time.
Nah, and yeah, for sure. Like, I don't know what happened. Like, seriously, I don't know what game it was, if it was game two or game three.
Right.
Or I don't know what happened, but Boston looks like they look way more confident. I don't know if it's Coach Uden gave them a secret speech or whatever, but they look way more confident. It's almost like they know they can beat this team whenever. You know, if we do this, we can walk out here with a win. So, I mean, it's scary hours for the Heat.
PB, really, have you given them a legit shot to beat the Warriors?
No, hell no.
Okay. No. Not even a shot?
No.
Are we talking about? So what do the Warriors win? What's the series?
I don't know. I don't know about all of the jigs of that. I know, like I was telling y'all a couple week and a half ago, Warriors go beat the hell out of Dallas. They beat the hell out of them.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah. So we go see with this one, but Warriors are too tested, man. They've seen it, been through it all. So I'm rolling with experience.
Pat, real quick, who's harder for you to defend? Is it chasing Steph Curry or trying to get under Jason Tatum?
That's a tough one.
That's a good one. Yeah, both of them present a different opportunity, but I feel like if I'm not running around and getting screened, I feel like my energy is like, Imano, I'm up under you. I like that getting up under you matchup better than chasing screens, for sure.
Okay.
Because it's never Imano with Steph, man. It's one versus five and those screens.
Yeah, people think it's the attention that he calls. It's the attention that they calls for him because he's busy to shoot. You got to run through 12 screens. So.
Right, exactly. Well, put it this way. He didn't have to run through a screen to have that live jacket. That is Pat Bev. Pat Bev 21. It's a great Twitter handle. Hit him on Twitter anytime. He does a great job in Minnesota Timberwolves and bringing the heat like he always does, joining us here on Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max. Keep it a great word, Pat Bev. We'll talk to you soon.
Hey, where y'all at?
I'm in North Carolina. I'm in Raleigh.
I'm in Bristol, Connecticut.
Okay, so y'all just don't even come to work, huh?
don't try to set that narrative. You be the one hating on fake narratives. Don't try to come on here doing that.
Come on, now I'm sitting in y'all seats. Ain't nobody here, man.
More next to the ESPN Radio.
Thanks for listening to Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max, the podcast. Check the guys out live weekday mornings from 6 to 10 Eastern on ESPN Radio.